Proposition 7, in a sense, it strikes me as very similar, or at least follows the lead of Proposition 1 that voters approved last year, where really you're diverting money from a tax revenue fund to the state highway fund.
The Proposition 1 captured a portion of the oil and gas severance taxes, whereas this captures and constitutionally dedicates a portion of general sales tax, as well as 35% of the sales tax that you currently pay on your automobile or pickup when you buy it. And it's only when those numbers exceed a certain level.
Where money for highways and roads across Texas had been coming from state and federal gas taxes, but neither one has been raised in more than 20 years or more, why not just increase those taxes?
First, the members don't want to do that. That's not a real popular thing because you're raising people's taxes. You're hitting them in the pocketbook real quick. But also, it doesn't adjust for inflation. It's been 20 cents a gallon since 1991. Also, with fuel efficiency, you go twice as far as you used to. And so, that in effect, what you've done is lowered the tax that you collect on transportation. We needed a different funding source, something that wasn't going to slowly shrivel up and die. Electric cars don't pay gas tax. Neither do natural gas vehicles and things like that.
You know, given the fact these road projects take a lot of time, they're very expensive, but meanwhile the transportation needs increase and increase and increase. Should or could lawmakers also be looking at perhaps more money for public transportation projects?
It's going to take public transportation and it's going to take highways. It will take everything we've got. 96% of the growth of the state is in the urban areas, and we are growing at the rate of about 860,000 people every two-year legislative cycle. That takes a lot of transportation. Roads by themselves will not do it.
So is there another proposition at some point coming along that might address public transportation?
I haven't heard anyone talking about it. Something like this always takes champions. Somebody's going to have to get it and champion it, and I've been working to try to, as well as others, to try to figure out how to at least take care of the road projects. But you are right. There is a need for public transportation.
You are traveling in support of Proposition 7. Do you find people getting excited about this election of constitutional propositions and or about this one in particular?
There's real strong support for number 1 and number 7. They're probably the two most important. You have to remember that before something can get on the ballot as a constitutional amendment or proposition, it has to have support of two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate. But the general public is not aware that there's a ballot for constitutional amendments, and that's the most difficult thing, just trying to create an awareness and for people to understand what those propositions are.
Senator Nichols, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.